pink moon, and I get you all on the pink moon. There's a pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the year 2000, a TV ad took an obscure English singer who'd been dead for a quarter century and made him a star. What Volkswagen did for Nick Drake was just more proof that TV ads have become one of the few venues where you could effectively break a new, or in Drake's case, overlooked artist. And now, it's happening again. This time, the music is by an Australian-based classical composer named Elena Katschernan. The piece is shot to the top of the British iTunes charts because of a popular TV ad by the English bank Lloyds TSB. The composer, Elena Katschernan, joins us by phone from her home in Australia. Elena, hi.
Hi.
Nice to speak with you again. It's been a while. How did music for a bank ad become so popular there in the UK?
I have been asking the same question, but I guess there is an explanation, logical. I wrote the piece a few years ago. I always thought it had some kind of legs, future, but never imagined it would end up as an ad. It was written originally for the ballet, The Wild Swans, which I did music for with Meryl Tunker, the choreographer. But I was extremely excited, you know, because I love when music gets connected with visuals of any sort.
Well, in this case, the visuals tell a really lovely story. It's computer animated figures. They meet on a train. They get married, have a kid. You see the family growing old as various trains go by and they're going places. Eventually, their daughter grows up and they send her off with her new husband on the same train. So there's this lovely little story being told. Your piece tells a story as well, right?
The great thing about the little film is that it's really a whole life story in just 1 minute. And the pictures are so clear and so beautifully animated that it just mirrors the music really nicely. The piece of music actually describes Princess Eliza. That's why it's called Eliza Aria, which is from the Hans Christian Andersen's fairy story, Wild Swans. And it just introduces her at the beginning of the ballet. And the funny thing was, the ballet was 1.5 hours, but the piece was at the very beginning and never came back. But people came out of the ballet and they kind of whistled it on the way out, which means it stayed in their heads.
Well, there is a link on our website, on the Soundcheck page of our website, to the actual ad from Lloyds TSB in the UK. And this is the music by Elena Katschernan, who's speaking with us from her home in Australia. This music has rocketed to the top of the iTunes charts in the UK on the strength of this ad. That's called Eliza Aria, and it comes from the ballet score Wild Swans by composer Elena Katschernan, an unexpected surprise hit in Great Britain, used in the English bank Lloyds TSB's current ad campaign. And in the ballet, in the Hans Christian Andersen story Wild Swans, Princess Eliza is not allowed to speak. Is that why the vocalist here doesn't actually sing words?
Well, that's one reason. other reason is I'm not a lyricist and I don't write words. It was actually a decision together with Meryl Tankard that we thought to keep it neutral with no words because, well, words always mean immediately a lot of things. And when you just sing it's you can imagine a lot of things. The more you leave open, isn't the nicer, really.
Well, it certainly fit well with the story being told in the ad.
Exactly. So decision was fortuitous, I think, in the end. It's also really quite simple when you don't write words in some ways, because it's then universal. It doesn't have to be a particular language. So, yeah, exactly. It fits really well with the ad, and I love the way it works with accents in the music and all sorts of things happen. The great thing also about this particular first film, because, you know, there have been follow-ups, it's a series of little films. This first one has almost no text, just the text comes at the very, very end, just one sentence, which is great for an ad, you know, right, when there's nothing overlaying the music.
So you didn't have any issue with your music being used in an ad campaign for this bank?
I think we are today in a different time. We're beyond the issue. You know, like, you know, in some days, you know, lots of years ago, perhaps it was for a composer of classical, you know, so-called serious music, was perhaps not such a respectable thing to do, to be associated with an ad. But, you know, today, it's such a fantastic, you know, art form, a new, innovative. There's so much experimental stuff going on in the ad world that it's actually quite prestigious to be connected with it.
Well, and it's funny because a lot of advertising has been used as a means for younger musicians, for rock musicians and singer-songwriters of various types to get some badly needed exposure. Nice for a classical music piece to have its turn, you know.
It's very unusual, and I think it's perhaps not as often happening, and that's why it's even more a surprise, because people sometimes think, classical, that's much too serious, you know, that will not be catchy, that will not appeal to the public, and so forth. But I must say, I credit my, you know, my publishers, Bussi & Hawkes, for pushing, well, not pushing, but for encouraging people to listen, because it's basically just putting the CD on and just basically pressing the button and listening. And not everybody is prepared to do that because they have a preconception.
Well, the album called Wild Swans is being reissued with a new cover, and the cover will be a still from this animated ad. It's likely to do pretty well, Elena. Do you feel like an overnight sensation after being at this for 25 years?
I love how you say that, 25 years. It's been possibly longer. You know, I was a child when I composed. But, yeah, I find it slightly amusing, and it's great because I can say overnight success and laugh about it, because obviously I've been writing my whole life, and it's just wonderful, you know, when it happens so fast suddenly. But that's how it is, you know. I know I'm very realistic, you know. Sometimes just one piece that is not even written yesterday, you know, it's been about 4 years, suddenly shoots up, and maybe people will listen to all my other pieces, you know. That'd be great too. I think it's fantastic, and I just always, you know, I take every day as a gift. You know, this is a huge gift.
The composer is Elena Katz-Chernin, joining us on the phone from her home in Australia. The Eliza aria is from a larger piece called Wild Swans. A little bit more from that ballet score in the background. Elena, congratulations on the success of the piece, the ad that goes with it, and thanks very much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure, and thank you very much.
You can see the ad. There's a link on the soundcheck page of our website at wnyc.org. And that's going to do it for today's show. Have a great weekend and join us on Monday when we look at Middle Eastern music. It might just be the next big thing for rock. Join us for a discussion of the latest East-West fusions. We'll find out what Bono is saying about it. Plus, the musical collective Book of Knots stops by to talk about the eerie songs on their new album and the help they got from Tom Waits and punk hero Mike Watt, among others. And Monday, composer Lee Johnson shares his orchestral tribute to the Grateful Dead. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Rob Christensen. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter with Alicia Abbott. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We also had help today from Josh Heilbrunner and Adriana Rodriguez. I'm John Schaefer. Join us this time Monday for the next Soundcheck.